Quick, picture it. Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. There's the trademark bullwhip, leather jacket, fear of snakes, and the hat. A classic dark brown wide-brimmed fedora, pinch in the crown, tapered down in the front and back. That look may harken back to 1940s Hollywood, but Indy's hat is a modern-day icon, and thousands of fans are buying their Indy hats from one Connecticut shop.
Welcome to Delmonico Hatter in New Haven.
It's like a step back in time.
We have an entire row of fur felt fedoras in many different colors, sizes, and in shapes. Fedoras are the bread and butter of our men's hat business.
Delmonico Hatter is an old-fashioned men's hat store with dozens of fedoras, Italian caps, westerns, straw boaters, and Greek fisherman caps piled high on shelves. Owner Ernest Delmonico says right now, Indiana Jones fedoras are sailing out the door.
We're selling a wool felt one, and we're selling a fur felt one, which is $112, and then we do have in our store the collector's edition of the Indiana Jones hat. It's a beaver felt, and it's $500.
Business hasn't always been as brisk. Delmonico Hatter was founded in 1908 by the first Ernest Delmonico. His son Joseph ran the shop for 70 years, at a time when no self-respecting man would walk out onto the street bareheaded. Third-generation owner Ernest Delmonico says hats identified a man's social status.
During the 50s, when they were major employers in New Haven, part of their executive training program was to actually come into Delmonico and buy a new hat. That was part of their training.
Then, legend has it, the headwear industry took a plunge after President-elect John F. Kennedy appeared for his inauguration hatless. Hat sellers point to that moment as the start of a bareheaded era. Though they'll tell you that photos show Kennedy wearing a silk top hat most of that cold January day in 1961. But it was about that time when the men's hat industry began to decline. Ernest took over Delmonico Hatters in 2001, and business was marginal at best.
And as one thought, I put it on the internet, and the internet was really the item that made the business.
Though he won't reveal exact figures, Ernest Delmonico says his hat business is now six times what it was 5 years ago. 80% of that is from online sales.
It's a niche market.
Paula Pierce is owner of Hosting Connecticut, a website development company. She says small businesses that focus on specialized items or services do very well on the internet because they can reach out to a larger audience.
Everybody doesn't wear a hat like they did in 1950. So you've got to find those people who want to wear hats, and they may not be in New Haven or Connecticut. A lot are going to be outside that region.
And for some customers in New England, a trip to Delmonico's is better than the web. One recent Saturday, shoppers walked around boxes packed with Indiana Jones fedoras to be shipped across the country. Customer Brian Lowe is standing in front of a full-length mirror wearing an eight-quarter style newsboy cap.
I drive 2 hours from Worcester, Massachusetts to come down to this specific store. I've ordered online from them before, and now the spring selection's in, so it's time for me to get my lightweight hats for the summer.
I needed a hat going on a cruise, and I have difficulties because I have a large head.
Dick Leary came here from Meriden.
With my lack of hair, it's a good idea to keep it out of the sun and so forth, so I will use this as I play golf as well.
While many retailers in New Haven have closed down in recent years under the pressure of rising costs, owner Ernest Delmonico says the downtown storefront gives his business credibility with online customers.
There are hat sellers out there that do not have a retail store. They're really, a couple of people in a garage that are just buying hats and then shipping them as they get an order, where we actually have an inventory. We know what the hats look like when people, and we've been here for 100 years.
And though his old pants may not fit, that Indy fedora still looks pretty good on Harrison Ford. For WNPR, I'm Diane Orson.